Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Geekscapists, welcome to a brand new Geekscape podcast. I'm Jonathan London, your host, and if this is your first Geekscape, strap yourselves in for some pop culture talk. Movies, video games, comic books, TV, and in this episode, we're going to be talking tabletop, role-playing very heavily. We're all D&D fans here, and Matt Lillard, you may know him from stuff like Scooby-Doo, Scream, Five Nights at Freddy's, and Bill Rehor. He's his buddy from long back in the day, 30 years in the theater world in an acting class. They have this company, Beetle and Grimms, and they have this upcoming show called Faster Purple Worm Kill Kill that is coming up on the Dungeons and Dragons Adventure streaming channel on Freevee and Plex next week, Monday, November 13th. We talk a bit about that, and we answer some of your questions that you submitted on the Geekscape Facebook group, Geekscape Forever. So I'll tell you in advance, Matt and Bill were awesome. We talk very heavy about D&D and tabletop role-playing games. Funny enough, this conversation was recorded just hours before the end of the SAG strike. And you might be telling yourself, D&D's great and all that, but did Jonathan ask Matt or Bill the question that I submitted in the Geekscape Forever group about a movie that Matt was in, or about Scream or Scooby-Doo? Well, we couldn't really talk about any of those movies in depth while we were recording this interview. I'm sorry, it's just bad timing, but we recorded this hours before the SAG strike ended. Maybe it was a good omen. Maybe the universe was like, you know what? Jonathan went through this conversation where a bunch of the Geekscapist questions had to be put on hold until later because the SAG strike is going on and we can talk about struck projects or studio projects. Bill and Matt have both talked about coming back on Geekscape. So we can talk about that stuff then, but there was no zoinks to be had in this conversation. I'm sorry. I'm very grateful that the strike is over, especially because we're weeks from LA Comic Con, and there will be awesome panels for several of the Geekscape shows and main stage panels that you'll be hearing right here. If I'm moderating them, you're going to be hearing them right here on the Geekscape feed. So I'm very happy that there will be TV and film actors and celebrities and writers and stuff back at LA Comic Con this year, because I love doing those conversations and I love having them here for you on the Geekscape feed. And of course, we have a big day coming up on December 8th. That's our Geekscape charity drive. That's completely network-wide. It's for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So there's a lot of stuff coming. And at least the stress and the worries of the SAG strike is now behind us. And we can get back to the creative work. And hopefully you hear more news about that stuff. As far as I'm concerned, Geekscape is concerned, very, very, very soon. Again, I apologize for the bad timing that I couldn't ask some of the questions you had submitted in regards to Matt's acting career. That being said, was it a great conversation? Heck yeah, it was a great conversation. I'll talk Dungeons & Dragons with anybody. These guys are great. And their company, Beetle & Grimms, they make some pretty awesome tabletop games for Pathfinder, D&D, whatever you guys got. And we've talked a lot of tabletop recently on the show. So go back in the feed, find some more. If you enjoy this episode, find some more tabletop conversations. And that's something that's not struck. We can talk about that till the cows come home. Speaking of which, video games, I'm sorry. I have yet to play Spider-Man 2. You guys are screaming at me. I even got Yuri Lowenthal and Tara Platt's Christmas card. That's pretty early. Like, it's not. It's the first week of November, and That's how awesome Yuri and Tara are, who are, I think, the stars of the Spider-Man franchise over at Sony, you know. And they've already sent holiday cards. They've already sent 2023 wrap-up cards to their friends. And I have yet to play Spider-Man 2. So I think, you know, if Yuri shows up on my birthday again this year and he asks me, "What's up? Hey, how did you like Spider-Man 2? The truth is, Geekscape, is there's no time for two games because I'm also playing Mario Wonder. I already have a Switch. And guys, I don't have a PS5. So I'm not going out to buy a PS5 because I know exactly what happens if I go out and buy a PS5. I spend the time playing the PS5, but I refuse to play Spider-Man 2 on the PS4. No offense, Sony. PS4 has gotten me through a lot. I've had some great memories on that machine, but I'm ready for Spidey 2 on the PS5. I just need the time. That being said, I think Mario Wonder is awesome. I finished it last night. It's such a trip of a game. It's so beautiful and it's so creative. And every time that you think that they can't do anything new with the Mario franchise, something like Mario Wonder comes along that has some new gameplay mechanics and some really creative levels and new power-ups and new enemies. And there are parts in this game where I just kind of sat there and was like, wow, this is one of the most beautiful moments in any Mario game visually, right? Which is great. That's what you play games for. And I think the replayability on something like Mario Wonder, if you're wondering like, hey, no pun intended, if you're thinking, hey, do I need another Mario game? Is it different? It's very different. It's a fun return to the 2D platformer. And the replayability is huge. They let you know on each level whether or not you've satisfied things like all the special coins you get or whether or not you hit the very top of the flagpole. That stuff is not new to some of the Mario games, but they definitely give you like a little check mark if you've found the secret exits or things like that. And there are so many levels. And what's wonderful about the levels is you can play through them in about 2 to 3 minutes. So again, when it comes to like going out and buying a PS5 and playing Spider-Man 2, and I've held off on that stuff, and going and getting a Switch version of Mario Wonder, a system I already have, I kind of weighed it like this, Geekscapists. Mario Wonder I can pick up and play for 15 minutes around all the other work that we have going on here. And Spider-Man 2 is the game you want to play when you've got like a week of no work, maybe the holidays or something, or Thanksgiving's coming up, and you're like, this is it. I've got the time. I'm going to rock through Spider-Man 2. I'm going to sit down for a full meal. No offense to Mario, but that stuff is like being at a buffet, and you can pick a little of this, a little of that, and you can pick it up and put it down in small bite-sized pieces. But the Spider-Man 2, and especially from what I've heard from you all, that stuff looks like a full meal. I'm really excited to do it. But the work's not slowing down. Will I actually take part in it during Thanksgiving or Christmas? I think I got to wait even longer than that, Geekscapists. I'm so sorry. I'll probably have Yuri on the show to talk about Spider-Man 2 before you get my thoughts on Spider-Man 2. Things are that busy around here. There's so much going on in the Geekscape network right now. A great way to find out what's going down, you search for Geekscape on your podcasts, providers, or Spotify. Or you listen right here, and I tell you about some of the other shows, or we go to LA Comic Con, some of the stuff we're recording there with our friends like Tulara Latefee, who do our 80s shows. Like, I know they're doing panels. Our friends like Jason Inman and Ashley Victoria Robinson, like, they're going to be on panels with us, and we're just having a good time here. It does not leave me a lot of time for Spider-Man 2, but damn, do I want to play it. All right, Geekscapists, I love doing these episodes for you. Let's get to the conversation with Matt Lillard and Bill Rehor about their new show, Faster Purple Worm, Kill Kill, that is all things D&D.
Let's go.
Hey, Geekscapists, I'm sitting here with Bill Rehor and Matt Lillard. Hey, Bill, I don't know if that's how you pronounce your name. Is that
you
right?
You nailed it, man.
Did I really?
That. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got one down. They've got this brand new show. It's going on this channel, Dungeons & Dragons Adventures. It's called Faster Purple Worm Kill Kill, like the Russ Meyer type of Faster Pussycat thing. But you guys have this show, and it fans of something like Critical Role, right, where people get around and they do like kind of long form role play, release it as a podcast, release it as in front of an audience, release it. It's kind of for that kind of audience. But your twist is it's a bunch of first level adventures up against one of the like bigger badasses in the D&D universe. Is that right?
That's 100% right. And every episode ends with every character dying. 100% of the time, no questions. So, so that's the gag. But what it does is it allows us to tell a D&D story in an hour format. And every episode is a standalone episode because everybody died in the last episode. So you don't need to have watched 1 through 7 in order to watch episode 8. It's its own story, its own DM, its own cast. That's the format.
We're the SBU of Dungeons & Dragons.
Well, you guys actually have a lot of former Geekscape like guests and friends on it. Like, it's almost surprising, Matt, that you haven't been on Geekscape because everybody from Jamie Kennedy to Will Wheaton, people like that, have been on Geekscape in one form or another. So we're going to get you in, and maybe we'll get you in after the actor strike is over, so we can ask you more about acting. Sure. But today, Geekscapists, I know you all submitted a bunch of questions on the Facebook Geekscape Forever group. If we can't answer your questions because of the ongoing SAG strike, we're not going to answer your questions. We'll just say next. But we will be talking a lot of D&D. I've seen the first episode of Faster Purple Worm Kill Kill. It's a lot of fun. And I got to tell you, as much as I love the geek celebrity guests in every episode, look, can we talk about your DM? Like, this is one of your partners at Beetle and Grimms, your tabletop role-playing company. And what's his name? He's amazing.
John Ciccolini is his name. And yes, he is amazing.
I cannot believe. Dude, don't tell him, Bill. Do not tell him.
Please don't ever let him see this. It'll go to his head.
We cannot let him know how good he is.
Well, John, like, he has the toughest gig, right? Because everybody can just kind of have fun, do voices, play in character, this and that. He's got to keep it going at a clip. Yep. And like you said, these episodes, Geekscapists, are under an hour long. And he has a narrative to not only push, keep engaging, and also to wrap up at the end. Especially since we all kind of know how it's going to end. That's right. To keep it entertaining. So I actually think, John, as I'm watching this thing, I'm like, I'm just going to keep flooding you guys with stuff that I guess he can't hear if your relationship is not going to be compromised. But I'm going to predict that as wonderful as you guys are, John's going to be the star of the show.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh, wow.
Well, here's the good news. Thank God. The best thing for us is that every single cast is different. Every single DM is different. He does DM more than anyone else. But every time we think he's going to get full of his own britches, we yank him off the show. So, he's sort of the core of our company. I mean, we started because John brought his books to acting school. Like, the four of us would – I love it when the computer does that.
Dude, isn't that crazy? We've been talking about it on a few different Geekscapes where the OS – you have to do double, Maddie. You have to do double.
Is that what it is?
Double devil horns. There it is. You get a laser light show. And then I think double thumbs up, you get that.
Oh,
yeah. As the Geekscapists know, I discovered that when I was on Zoom with my therapist, which is probably
promise you that somewhere in there is an incredibly disturbing combination of gestures and reaction that like nobody's discovered yet.
Oh, Bill, you can't actually give the okay simple anymore, or else you get a bunch of Trump slogans in the back. That's a canceled slogan, man. He's like, what do I get for this? I'm like, just a bunch of January 6th imagery. All right, back to I've been been doing Geekscape since 2005. People know my politics. All right,
it's so good. That's so good. That's funny. That this is the first for us today as we've done our radio and TV tour. So John brought his books to acting school. We all sat around and were like, why do you have your D&D books at acting school? You're 22 years old. And that's when we started playing. We've been playing ever since. We started Beetle and Grimms out of a midlife crisis, this lovely little midlife crisis. We all had kids. We all had careers and families. And we just wanted to do something creative together. We started Beetle and Grimms. And out of Beetle and Grimms, out of this need to sort of expand the brand, like we wanted to get out and find people. We wanted people to find our brand and sort of be able to grow the company. And we thought that streaming was a good way to go. And we came up with this idea of Fast Purple Worm, which, you know, we're really excited about.
But you guys have also gone to conventions like Gen Con. I know you guys have an upcoming date here in December with PAX. It's a special kind of PAX. It sounds like a PAX Unplugged or something like that.
And
Geekscape, I know that they're doing a live Faster Purple Worm kill up there. You can actually, if you have a PAX Unplugged pass, you can just be a part of it, but first come, first served. Yeah. You don't need a special ticket to be a part of the live show and in the audience.
And by the way, John is DMing that live show at PAX. So
he doesn't have to after this conversation. Y'all can shake it up.
We may now have to take it away from him.
Yeah, no, like you might have to ankle him.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're going to have like his agent's going to call. And
I think he needs more money, guys. Just nerf him a little bit. I mean, isn't that his job?
His interview's over. We got to stop this interview. He's going to ruin everything, Bill. We got to get out of here.
But you guys aren't the only partners in Beetle and Grimms. Like, you guys have two other partners, correct?
Yes. Are they partners? Nice
about them? Yeah, really? What, you're going to get to give them both raises too now?
Can I get the rest of the episode so I can promote their other guys? And I mean, at the end of the day, y'all are still putting out modules. Y'all are still putting out campaigns for various, you know, iterations of the D&D stuff. Like, ultimately, you guys are going to be swapping all sorts of different roles. And we're going to be playing some of the creatures from your modules, I'm guessing. Spoilers.
Are you talking about on the Faster Purple World?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of DMs. We do movies, video games, comic books, and a lot of tabletop on the show, but I've met with the folks over at D&D about what they're looking for. Our friend Sujata Day has a show coming out on it, Geekscapist, and you guys can watch it on Freevee and Plex coming up November 13th, Geekscapist. But all that to say, like, y'all are publishers who now have a pretty awesome platform for also kind of pushing some of the Beetle and Grimm stuff. I know you have to be diplomatic about it, but like, we're going to see y'all starting to pull stuff out of your own Beetles and Grimms stories, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, one of the things that we're doing is, we have a Kickstarter right now. So, listen, as a company, it's been exciting. We've been growing. Four of the five of us have left our day jobs. I'm an actor. I'll never leave my day job. I have the best day job in the world. But four of the five founders work full-time for the company. And within that, we're expanding in this incredible way. One of the things we're excited about is that we've got Kickstarter right now called Ring of Chaos. We funded in the first 36 minutes. It goes for another 26 days. So, that's something, the show's obviously a big deal for us. But developing our own game, our first board game, personally, we did it in-house. That's like an exciting thing. We're also expanding different IP. So we do a lot of stuff with Dungeons & Dragons. We do stuff with Critical Role, Pathfinder, Magic the Gathering. But one of the things we're doing is we're starting to gather new IP that we're really excited about and do different things and sort of branch out and diversify a little, which is exciting as a company and as people. Like, with, we just did 20 episodes of TV. Now we did a video, a new board game. Like, so we're constantly changing. We're constantly being engaged and taking on new challenges that we're excited about.
And I mean, I want to invite you guys to LA Comic Con to do that, but y'all, it's the same weekend as the PAX Unplugged. So just send John. Just send John. I mean, that being said, like, y'all have had presences, Geekscape, they've had a presence at San Diego Comic-Con. Y'all did a panel about creating this stuff. And I mean, for Matt, it's a great way to like survive this strike and all this. But do you all have, I mean, when you're talking about creating your own rule sets and maybe expanding a little bit of a new type of gameplay, as we might see if you Geekscapists follow Beetle and Grimm on their socials and all that to see what's coming down the pipe from them, as you're kind of pushing and pulling this game that I think all of us here on this conversation have been playing since middle school, at least speaking for myself, like, what are some of the things you're discovering? Are you finding that certain versions of editions of Dungeons & Dragons or Pathfinder are lending themselves a little bit more to what you want to celebrate as a player? Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
What are your favorites for playing?
I think it's not news to say that fifth edition kind of found that a really great balance of depth and accessibility, and I think that lended itself to a lot of the growth of D&D in particular and role playing games in general, of sort of opening the game up to new people and also keeping some of the core complexity and depth that players like us who have been playing since back in the Gary Gygax days really want and crave. And it's just, you know, I know it's sort of the standard now, but it is a really remarkably strong system. But one of the great things that I think people are starting to realize is that role-playing games are really just the vehicle to get a group of people around a table to have a great time together. And the rules and the setting are in some ways secondary to that. And there are lots of different ways to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. And so, you know, people are trying out new things and expanding what's possible. And all of that is great. And it's great for the community in general.
One of the great things about the show is that we continually, you know, we have 20 episodes and each episode's different. It's a different collection of players. Like I said, different DM, different story. And so what we see is that the show kind of becomes a love letter to Dungeons & Dragons and is really like an onboarding tool for people to see how a game can be played, see people having fun. It's easy. It's our, it's game. It's rules light. And we're hopeful that people come out, find it and fall in love with the show, but at the same time, fall in love with Dungeons & Dragons as a way to sort of spend a life.
And maybe fall in love with John. I'm just really pushing that button. I'm pushing that button, guys. I'm sorry.
Every time.
I love you guys. But
yeah, not
I have some questions for the Geekscapists. I've kind of already went through them, Geekscapists, and if they're a little too heavy on Matt's acting career, I've sidestepped them. But people say, Benjamin Snyder over on Geekscape Forever, the Facebook group, says, what are your favorite D&D classes and archetype?
For me, it's Druid. I love playing a Druid. I like having something that's connected to something that's very personal that people, that the character cares about. And can also do other things. Like, I'm not a big fan of like just doing heavy damage. I like doing like cool moves. Our gameplay is very much about like cool moves. And our DM, John, the greatest DM ever.
I'm going to tell Matt Mercer that.
No, that's all right.
I'm going to tell Jonathan G. Nelson, who's on Geekscape. I'm going to tell Matt Mercer that. We got tons of people we're going to tell about that. I love John. John, I'm in your camp. Continue.
Yeah. But we play, we're all, four of the five of us are actors. So we do these like grand moves and that's performative. And I like the idea that a druid can do cool moves rather than just a bunch of damage. That's my,
how about you, Bill?
What I find is that sort of subconsciously, my characters end up being one of two things. They either end up being people who are a lot like me, or they end up being somebody who is the, hi, Emmy.
I love Geekscapists who are listening to this on the podcast. So Bill's dog has entered the chat.
Sorry, my golden retriever has been asleep in my feet this whole time and she just woke up. So they end up either being very much like me or they end up being the exact opposite of me. So like one of the characters that I had the most fun with is Grimm, who was, you know, the character who inspired the name of our company now, Matt was Beetle and I was Grimm in a campaign run by John Ciccolini, the world's greatest dungeon master. And
t-shirts will be made, Geekscape. There will be t-shirts of Beetle and Grimm.
And Grimm was this very huge, loud, boisterous barbarian. You know, this really powerful, you know, braggart and adventurer and just wild, uncontrolled kind of creation. And that is so not me as a human that I had a fantastically fun time playing that guy, and that will always, he'll always, you know, have a warm place in my heart.
Well, Geekscapists, again, the show is called Faster Purple Worm, Kill Kill. If y'all have Freevee and Plex, it's one of those channels that you just got to like, maybe it was already on your smart TV when you bought it. Either way, there's definitely information online where you were going to go and search for Freevee and Plex, because both those channels, there's a lot of Freevee going on right now. I hear about that channel or that service a lot. But it's premiering November 13th, and it's a lot of fun. And again, like, I love seeing, we've been doing Geekscape for 18 years, so I love seeing all of the friendly geeks that I know from conventions or from moderating panels or from being right here on the podcast there. Geekscape, I did solicit some more questions for Matt, and y'all definitely showed up. Here are some that I think I've kind of filtered for. To get around the strike, because we can't just talk about struck properties right now. Matt is a SAG actor, and that stuff violates some of the stuff. As a filmmaker, I'm like, hey man, I want to get back to work.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here like, can I go back to work now? Yeah. But Geekscapists, y'all are benefiting from that because y'all are getting a slew of episodes. It's been psycho. If this is your first Geekscape, go back in the feed. There's a lot of great episodes that I've done in the last few months. All right, Logan Pop from, I think, our horror movie night group says, I mean, he wants to know what it's like working on SLC Punk. It's just, I love that movie. It's seminal. But really, he wants to know if you listen to punk at all.
I don't. I had a very dear friend named Rob D, who unfortunately took his own life 2 years ago. So if you ever need help, seek help, find help. There's people out there that love you, and the trail of devastation you leave behind is horrible. So find help. But Rob D, best man at my wedding, was a very hardcore punk rocker in high school. And so I got carried to many a show between Dead Kennedys and Government Issue and all these punk rock shows. I was more of a hip hop guy, but he was my boy. So I had a role on his six to Fender's Ballroom in Orange County.
I love it. And Geekscape is, I got to tell you, the outpouring of love for having Matt on the show. Like, y'all really, again, showed up. But what Matt's saying is true. Don't get caught up in a moment, okay? Like, there have been so many, like, life is hard. So Geekscapists, if you need to reach out, heck, you guys know my email, jonathan@geekscape.net. I get DMs from you guys and all sorts of stuff. We get pretty personal here on Geekscape. So listen to what Matt said. Like, do not get caught up in a moment. And these things pass. You just have to breathe through it. Definitely find help. All right. George Pepe, somebody I know from punk bands, says, can you ask him for a Hackers 2? Listen, that's a struck property, Geekscapists, but listen, can I ask him? Yes. Can he deliver?
There is a movement afoot for sequels to be made to all kinds of movies. That may be one of them.
Okay. Then I'm going to ask for a Wing Commander.
Oh, no, gosh. What is the matter with you? First Canadian, now Wing Commander?
So somebody said, so here's the thing with Wing Commander. As a PC kid in middle school, high school, I loved Chris Roberts. And I grew up in Austin. So like Origin and all that, Ultima and Wing Commander, there was no better studio until I discovered Monkey Island. But there was no greater studio to me than the stuff coming out of Origin. And those Wing Commander games, I mean, like Mark Hamill, to for me, sure, is from Wing Commander, and like what's his name from when I met him at our zombie convention back in 2011 up in Seattle, I was like, Admiral Tallwood, and he's like, is that a Wing Commander reference? And I was just like, okay, like I'm a big Wing Commander fan. And I will not besmirch you, whatever that movie was. Let's run it back. Shout out to Wing Commander Fantasy.
The first person to ever ask for that.
Chris Roberts doesn't even want. That was one of my favorite game franchises in middle school, high school, and I saw the movie and it was a movie.
There you go.
Christopher Robinson says, longtime Geekscapist, he always watches the live show. He says, how does he feel? How does Matt feel? And maybe I can ask this question to you as well. How do you feel being a queer? What is this question? Let me find the question. He says, how does he feel being a queer sex fashion icon? Did you know you were one?
I did not know that.
That's really the question, Christopher.
Well, how does it feel just now?
I literally clutched my pearls. I don't think I am that, but look, having queer kids, anytime, if I can be an icon for any kid out there, wherever they're living on the gender spectrum, on the queer spectrum, if I can be some kind of like any kind of bastion of hope or love or respect or strength, then I'm all for it. I don't think anyone should ever consider my fashion in any way, shape, or form. But if that's what they need, I'm there for it.
I don't control my audience. I don't control them. I don't control what y'all do, Geekscapists. Yeah. I don't. When I saw that question, I said, maybe this is something I wasn't aware of, but I'll throw it to y'all. Maybe it was for you, Bill.
I'm sure that's what it was, yes. I was trying to stay quiet, but obviously the question was meant for me.
Up to this point, Geekscapes, what Bill's not telling you is that the reason he had a golden retriever on his feet is he's not wearing anything beneath his t-shirt. You just can't see it.
I'm actually quite chilly now.
He is. He was using his golden retriever to warm himself, his feet at least, because when he finishes his interview, he's got to get back to his other gig as a queer sex icon, which I think is incredible. I think that's fantastic.
Can you get paid for that? Can you get paid for that?
There's other payments. It's not all currency. It's not all green dollars. The rewards come in. You all know this. Y'all are gamers. The rewards come in different shapes and sizes. Sometimes the work is rewarding enough. Have you ever done? Now this is Brian Coker. I think in South Carolina, he is a theater person. So this is not struck work. This is theater. Mm-hmm. You guys are both actors. Theater work. Like my own wife, did a theater show over the last couple weeks. Like, what about theater? Are you guys big into theater? Anything you're interested in there? Have you done it before?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, we met at theater school, so
we had a theater company coming
out of theater school. That was our first sort of creative venture, and it was not nearly as successful as Beetle and Grimm's, but you know, it did start us on this path of collaborating, and John Ciccolini, the inventor of D&D, was part of that group.
It was a very
short-lived thing, but it did serve the purpose of sort of establishing that pattern of how we're all going to work together to create things. So it's all good. I clearly have to let my dog out.
Yeah, let your dog out. And honestly, Bill, thank you so much for that act. Honestly, guys, like as we talked about, like success is not an upward kind of. I mean, if without that theater group, there's probably none of this.
The reality is that theater. You know, the great thing about that is that through success and failure, you put a date on a calendar, you build towards that. You fight, you struggle, you raise money, you win, you lose. All of those things are such incredibly rich interpersonal, grounds for success going forward. It's incredible. We fight all the time. But because all of us have been friends for 30 plus years, there's a way to sort of understand that we love each other and that it's just part of the process.
Yeah. And ultimately, this will lead to a season where y'all simply LARP the whole time.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea how close you are.
No idea. Us out in the woods.
Yeah. You guys,
there's a chance, right? An annual LARPing from Beetle and Grums.
Guys, I just want Geekscape to be an invite. I want to be there. I just want to meet John.
Are you going to participate?
Whatever John wants. I will tell you guys a crazy, real quick LARPing story, and then we'll wrap up. We do these video shorts every now and then, and as a gag, we had a adult actor named Evan Stone in one of them, and Evan Stone is. Man, you know who he is. Just trust me. And as we were wrapping up this funny little sketch that we were doing, this video, we were sitting in a comic book store where we were filming, and he goes, "Yeah, that's geek stuff. It's awesome, man. I love it. Listen, when I worked back in Dallas, I used to work over at Medieval Times, and I still have all that stuff, man. And we should go out in the woods and like LARP and stuff." And he was dead serious. He's like, "If you guys are into this stuff."
Oh yeah.
Like, keep in mind, like he kind of had the biggest sword of the bunch on that day, but ultimately he was like, he's like, "If you guys are into this, man, we should all go out in the woods with like the stuff I took from Medieval Times. We should just go."
That's how people end up buried.
Yeah. we had a thing in John Ciglini's brother, greatest DM in the history of time. Mm-hmm. John's brother Rob runs a LARP in New England role playing organization in New England, and the four of us went out with time, and we were playing as NPCs, and we played as a group of goblins, and we thought it'd be really funny to sort of go out in the middle of the night and raise chaos. And there was a huge tent, right, this sort of tent in the middle of this campground, and we LARPed all weekend. But we were like goblins, and nobody, it was like 2 a.m, and nobody was on guard. Nobody's taking a watch. So we thought it'd be funny if all four of us got on corners and pulled the stakes at the same time. So we did that, and people come screaming out. There was a fire going on inside the tent. There was like a whole steam pipe thing going on, and we pulled the stakes, and they're like, "What the F are you doing?" Like, we were like, we had to like back off because we almost got beat up for being the best goblins ever.
Like, an infusion of oxygen is probably not good in that situation.
No, yeah, and also canvas collapsing into a lit fire.
It was not good.
Well, guys, Geekscapists, you know your mission. You're going to go watch this show, Faster, Purple Worm, Kill Kill. Please. You know where to find it. It premieres again Monday, November 13th on Freevee and Plex. I really appreciate you guys being here, and I would love to have you guys back at any time, promote anything, and obviously I want you guys back after we resolve this SAG strike, because my wife is ask him to say zoinks for me, and I'm like, not appropriate. Not appropriate.
No.
Next time.
Not right now.
Next time, baby.
But I won't.
Now we have something to look forward to.
Your dog's in the other room going, "What?" I'm like, "No." Nah. Bye, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Great. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Right. Bye, Geekscapers. Goodbye.
Geekscapers, how great were Matt and Bill? I love talking to them. You can email me, jonathan@geekscape.net. Let's talk some tabletop role-playing games. Let's talk movies, video games, comic books, TV. That's the stuff I love here on the podcast. That's why we started the podcast. That's why it turned into a podcast network with over 30 shows across the Geekscape umbrella. And Geekscapers, if this was your first Geekscape and you enjoyed it, subscribe. Go to whatever podcast app you're using. Maybe it's Apple Podcasts. Maybe it's Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review. Be like, "Hey, not bad. Enjoyed it." And knowing that you did, you'll hear from me next week. Geekscape forever.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.